In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名正道。
This morning, I'd like to share with you the topic to follow me.
今天早上要与大家分享的主题是跟随我。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 9.
请翻开马太福音第九章。
Matthew chapter 9, from verse 9 to 13.
马太福音九章第九节到十三节。
Matthew chapter 9, from verse 9 to 13.
马太福音九章从九节到十三节。
And as Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting in the tax office, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him. And it happened that as he was reclining at the table in the house, behold, many tax gatherers and sinners came and were dining with Jesus and his disciples. 11. And when the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why is your teacher eating with the tax gatherers and sinners?" But when he heard this, he said, "It is not those who are healthy who need a physician, but those who are sick." Verse 13. "But go and learn what this means. I desire compassion and not a sacrifice. For I did not come to call the righteous, but the sinners."
马太福音九章第九节，耶稣从那里往前走，看见一个人名叫马太，坐在税关上，就对他说：“你跟从我来。”他就起来跟从了耶稣。时耶稣在屋里坐席的时候，有好些税吏和罪人来，与耶稣和他的门徒一同坐席。十一，法利赛人看见，就对耶稣的门徒说：“你们的先生为什么和税吏并罪人一同吃饭呢？”十二，耶稣听见就说：“看见的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。”十三，经上说：“我喜爱连续，不喜爱祭祀。”这句话的意思，你们且去揣摩。我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。
We know when Jesus go town by town and he preached the gospel.
我们知道耶稣他从一个乡镇到另外一个乡镇来宣扬福音。
And also he find out the people who to be disciple and he call them and say follow me.
他也寻找了一些门徒，对他们说来跟从我。
And we find out that when Jesus during the time of Jesus there's many religious leader like a Pharisees and also scribes and lawyers about understanding and also those priests, they're very good qualified, we can say so-called, and nowadays they are maybe to be a disciple of Jesus Christ.
在耶稣的时代，在当时候有很多宗教家呢，他们对于律法都很有知识，譬如说法利赛人、文士还有祭司。在今天的时代呢，我们可以说他们是配跟随耶稣的人。
Maybe in a sense, because nowadays also same way, if we're seeking for those who are well qualified in the society and community, and those who are very well educated, also very highly intellectual to the people approach the understanding of God, then maybe God's work may be more prosper, maybe easier to the gospel of salvation to be preached.
在今天的时代，或许我们会认为说，那些有知识的、那很有才干的人呢，他们如果来传扬福音呢，会比较的容易。
But it was very interesting during the time of Jesus. He chose the people, those who were considered as a labor class and low class of people.And choose them and bring them into his discipleship.
但是很有趣的是，在耶稣的时候呢，他去拣选那些低阶层的人来跟随他。
I think that's why during the time of Jesus, those like a Pharisees and a group of the religious leader despise him and his disciple.
所以在耶稣的时候呢，那些法利赛人还有宗教家呢，他们都轻视耶稣和他的门徒。
Because they're not well educated, they might not enough authority, they might not enough have like such kind of a well known like a religious leader like themselves.
因为他们没有受过好的教育，他们没有权威，他们也不是像那些宗教家一样的有名气。
Well, this time, especially when Jesus called Matthew.
在这个时候呢，耶稣呢特别的来呼召马太。
And when Jesus hears that he passed on from there, and he saw a man.
耶稣从那里走的时候,
and his name is Matthew, and he's sitting in the tax office.
他的名字叫马太呢,
we understand that during the time of Jesus, the tax collector and tax gatherer, their status is very considered low class.
我们知道在耶稣的时代呢, 税吏是被认为是一个低阶层的人物。
Yeah, these people have to survive in the society, so they choose this job because for the surviving purpose, I think.
为了生存呢, 这些人选择了这一行的职业。
But they have to follow what the Romans, their government's way to collecting the tax, so they follow the way their policy.
但是他们必须要来顺从罗马的法律呢, 来征税。
And nowadays, also collecting tax means it's quite tough.
那征税呢是一个相当难的工作。
But this time, the tax collectors they consider it like a sinner.
在那个时候，那些税吏呢被认为是罪人。
We know during the time of Jesus, who's the one who treated like a low class is like a first like a Samaritan.
那我们知道在耶稣的时候呢，被认为低阶层的人，还有就是撒玛利亚人。
Because they lost their purity of their races.
因为他们没有纯粹的种族。
So, Jewish they do not dealing with this people.
所以撒玛利亚犹太人呢，不跟撒玛利亚来往。
And also like a people, those like a sinner, like a prostitute.
那罪人还有。 就是譬如说像娼妓
those people who such way to commit sin and people knowing that all the community people treat them like a sinner.
那因为大时候的人都知道这些人他们是罪人呢，所以都把他们看作是罪人。
And also tax collector is one of them that one of the group that Jewish people really hate the most.
那犹太人呢，在当时最
Well, I don't think when these people hate the Samaritan or hate those like a prostitute, but Jewish people really hate the tax collector.
犹太人他们未必会痛恨撒玛利亚人或是娼妓呢，可是他们对税吏呢却是非常的憎恶。
And they are the one who take your money away from them.
因为他们剥夺了人的钱财。
Usually they gather more tax so that they can put it in their pockets. So they know they are like a thief in this country.
他们呢？ 跟人征税的时候多起了一些钱放在自己的口袋呢，所以他们好像就像盗贼一样。
So even in this time when those like a beggars, at that time we know there's a beggar.
在那个时候也有乞丐。
The when even tax collectors give some money to them, but even the beggar do not accept their money.
就是税吏呢要给乞丐钱呢，乞丐也不要。
So we understand the tax collectors at that time is really low class, also despised by the most of the people in the community.
所以我们知道呢，税吏在当时候是被轻视，他们是最低阶层的人物。
But this time Jesus passed this area, and then he saw that he's sitting in the tax office.
那耶稣呢，在那个时候从那里经过，他看见马太坐在税官上。
And Jesus, chapter 9, verse 9 says, Jesus said to him, follow me.
那在马太福音九章九节，耶稣就对他说：“你来跟从我。”
The same story is written in the book of Luke, but in both of the same instance, yet Jesus never further explained about, you know, why you have to follow. If you follow, what will happen to you? There's no such kind of further explain, but Jesus said, follow me.
在路加福音也有记载。 同一段事情，但是在这两段经节中都没有解释耶稣只是说来跟从我，没有解释说为什么要来跟从我，你来跟从我会发生什么事。
It is wonderful at that moment that Matthew just followed him.
那个时候马太就起来跟随耶稣。
Now, one thing we find out that Jesus is calling us, all the brothers and sisters here today, we come to the Lord because he's calling us, so we come to the Lord, we become a children of God.
今天主耶稣也呼召弟兄姐妹来到他面前成为他的儿女。
We have always cherished his calling that we respond to his calling.
我们要来珍惜他的呼召，我们要来回应他的呼召。
Maybe because out there there's a much better quality. Maybe out there, qualified maybe than us. God can call them, but instead of them, God call us, bring us into his house.
或许有人比我们更有资格。更配得呼召，但是神却呼召我们进入他的家。
The calling of God is come from the God's authority and His jurisdiction.
那呼召是神他自己的，借着他的权威，还有他的判断来呼召的。
Only we can do is submit to His calling.
我们只能够来顺服他的呼召。
And those who calling by the Lord Jesus, at that time, the so-called disciples, they follow Jesus Christ.
那个时候，那些使徒们，他们因为耶稣的呼召，就跟随了耶稣。
Jesus constantly reminding them, my Father call you, you cannot come to me.
主耶稣时常跟他们提醒说，若不是我的父呼召你们，你们就没有办法来到我面前。
Let's look at the John chapter 6.
我们请翻开约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6 verse 44.
约翰福音六章四十四节。
John chapter 6 verse 44.
约翰福音六章四十四节。
No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him up on the last day.
四十四节，若不是差我来的父吸引人，就没有人到我这里来。到我这里来的，在末日我要叫他复活。
Jesus here clearly says, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him.
主耶稣在这里很清楚地说，若不是差我来的父吸引人，就没有人到我这里来的。
Many times I learned that because many of the listening from the our church members' testimony, how they come to the Lord.
那我常常听到我们教会的一些弟兄姐妹们，他们见证他们怎么样来到主的面前。
I find out because they're calling by God directly.
我发觉他们是被神直接来呼召而来的。
Ask yourself why you are here.
问你自己，你为什么今天在这里呢？
Is it because of your own motivation, or God called you?
是因为你自己的动机呢，还是因为神呼召了你？
Unless God calling us, we cannot be here today.
若不是神呼召我们，我们就没有办法在今天在这里。
Verse 65.
在65节。
And he was saying, for this reason, I have said to you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted him from the Father.
65节，耶稣又说，所以我对你们说过，若不是蒙我父的恩赐，就没有人能到我这里来。
And then there's a many, because multitude that follow Jesus Christ.
有很多群众在当时都跟随耶稣。
Even Jesus feeding them, and while those people, multitude is there, because God pity on them, so God making prepare the meal for them, even give a food and the bread and fishes.
那主耶稣呢，在当时候曾经喂饱很多的群众，因为耶稣怜悯他们，就给他们饼和鱼。
Now many people they come to Jesus because of there's some material interest. Maybe they have some kind of a desire to for them. Maybe politically, or they have some kind of their own interest from their mind.
在当时候的群众来跟随耶稣，有的可能是因为想要吃饱，有的可能是因为政治的原因，或是想要得到什么样的利益。
But once we understand that during the time of Jesus, they follow Jesus Christ means actually gain nothing materially.
但是在跟随耶稣呢，并不是指着说要在物质上得到什么的好处。
Unless they're truly seeking the word of God.
除非他们是真正的在寻求神。
At this time, the many people follow Jesus because they're seeking the physical bread.
在当时候，很多人跟随耶稣是因为要来寻求吃饱。
In verse 65, Jesus mentioned that for this reason I have said to you that no one can come to me unless I have been granted him from the Father. After this, many people actually withdraw from the Jesus.
所以在65节，耶稣说：“所以我对你们说过，若不是蒙我父的恩赐，就没有人能到我这里来。”从此，他门徒中有很多退弃，不再跟他同行。
That's what the verse from 66. This verse mentioned that.
这就是在66节所提到的。
Because working with the Lord Jesus is a lot of labor work, and also contribute your you're part of your life.
那跟耶稣同行呢，是有很多的工作，也就是要把我们的生命奉献出来。
Nowadays, many people they always calculate, if I do this, what is returning to me?
现在很多人都喜欢计算，如果我做这些，我会得到什么样的报偿
？And many people do not have a great in, reach to the their interest.They don't do anything.
如果他们计算出他们不会得到什么太大的利益，他们就没有兴趣。
Sometimes of prepare for you know like free meals or prepare some kind of a benefit for your future, your interest, then people come.
如果说是为了免费吃东西，或是对将来有什么好处，这样就有些人会过来。
Now that's why, because nowadays not that many people truly follow.Jesus Christ.
也就是说，今天呢，并不是有很多人真正的在跟随耶稣。
But at this time, many people withdraw from there. At that times, verse 67, Jesus talked to the 12 of them, saying, "You do not want to go away, and do you?"
所以当时候有很多门徒都退去了。有七节，耶稣就对那十二个门徒说：“你们也要去吗？”
And verse 68, at this time, the Simon Peter says.
在六十八节，西门彼得回答说。
And Simon Peter answered to Jesus, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have word of eternal life."
他说：“主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？”
It's so precious because of the Peter understood why he followed Jesus Christ.
这是很宝贵的，因为西门彼得他明白他为什么要跟随耶稣。
It's not because of his own personal interest in his heart for the from his flesh.
并不是因为他个人的兴趣或是利益呢。
It's not his has interest about the material things in his life.
也并不是因为他在这今生呢对这个物质有什么样的追求。
Because Jesus has the word of eternal life.
只是因为耶稣他有永生之道。
Because Peter already had experience when the Jesus called him.
但彼得他已经有经验，因为耶稣当时呼召他的时候。
Luke chapter 5, when he went out on the Sea of Galilee trying to catch the fish.
在路加福音记载第五章记载，当时候彼得在加利利海要捕鱼。
But possibly trying to catch this fish from maybe late afternoon, so.He knows where the fish is there, so he's trying to catch the fish.
那他从在午后呢就开始在捕鱼，想要捕到鱼。
No, because he couldn't catch any one of them.
但是他却捉不到任何鱼。
No, it was quite tiresome.
他那时候可能很疲累了。
But he knows what Jesus said when he mentioned about the cast net.
但是主耶稣却对他要
in the deep place.
到海的深处，把渔网撒下
catch a lot of fishes.
他就捕到了许多的
鱼。Actually, Jesus shows him the two ways called Peter.
但主耶稣在当时候以两种方法。
First, he
招呼召彼得。
He used his boat.
那首先他用彼得的船。
Then after he used his boat and led him to because that through the whole night he couldn't catch fishes. Jesus knew that.
主耶稣知道。彼得呢，整夜都抓不到鱼。
So after he preached the gospel in the beach side, and then asked him to go out to cast the net.
那主耶稣呢，首先借用了彼得的船，在湖边对众人讲道，然后就叫他把船开出去。
And so he, according to the word of God, he went out and then went into the sea and then he cast the net.
然后他就照神的话所说的，把船开出去，在海深的地方把渔网撒下去。
It's not according to his way, but it's according to what Jesus says.
并不是照他自己的方法，而是照耶稣所说的。
Then he catch a lot of fish.
他就捕捉到了许多的鱼。
He realized he is nothing, but Jesus is everything.
他明白说他自己是没有用的，主耶稣却是万能的。
And then after catch a lot of fish, he saw the Jesus. He went out of one of the boat, and then he kneeled down in front of Jesus. He mentioned that I'm a sinner.
当他捕获了很多以后，他离开了船，就在耶稣的面前跪下来。他说：“我是个罪人。”
He didn't do anything wrong to Jesus, actually.
他对耶稣并没有什么冒犯。
But that moment, he find out he himself.
但是在那时刻他发现他自己
How small he is, how he is filthy he himself.
他是多么的肮脏，他是多么的渺小。
But so far he thinks he's somebody. So far he has experience of that as a fisherman. He knows how to catch it, so he has some kind of a confidence about his own.
在这之前呢，他是一个渔夫呢，他对自己本来是应该有相当的自信，他知道他能够捕到鱼。
But that time he find out he's nothing.
但是在那个时刻呢，他确实明白他自己是无能的。
He can see the Jesus as the Lord.
他明白耶稣是主。
And that Jesus called him.
耶稣就呼召他。
He experienced of God very, very clear in his life.
所以在他的生命中，他对神是有非常明确的体验。
So in John chapter 6, he mentioned that you do not want to go away also to you when he asked to all the disciples.
但耶稣问门徒说你们也要离开吗在约翰福音第六章。
And Simon Peter clearly mentioned that my purpose to follow you is not because of my personal, self-centered interest,But because true eternal life from your words.
但是彼得却清楚地回答：“我跟随你，并不是因为我个人有什么追求利益，而是因为你有永生之道。”
I hope all the brothers and sisters Jesus call us.
我希望弟兄姐妹们，当耶稣呼唤我们的时候
，Most of us we experience of God at the time when He calling us.
我们在神呼召我们的时候，我们对神有所体验。
But many times we forget about His how precious His calling.
我们常常忘记他对我们的呼召是有多么的宝贵。
Sometimes we engage too much in the worldly way of life.
有时候我们在这个太对于世俗的事情深入太深入。
Sometimes we can have maybe because our way is very smooth in this world, so we forget about God's grace.
有时候我们在这个世界上是一帆风顺，我们就忘记神的恩典。
But eventually we trying to calling His.Calling us is considered not that much important to us.
我们对于神的呼召觉得并不是那么的重要。
Maybe eventually we will slip away from God's grace.
那有时候我们就会从神的恩典中失落了。
So come to the Lord is kind of become a burdensome.
有时候来到主的面前成为我们的负担。
But I hope we can awake our soul.
我希望我们的灵魂能够苏醒。
How precious is calling us.Even like us, like a sinner.
对于我们就像是罪人一样，但是神还在呼召我们，那是多么的宝贵。
And Jesus calling the Matthew, the such like a sinner, like a tax collector, when even he's sitting in the tax office.
当马太还坐在税官上的时候，他还是个罪人，主耶稣却呼召他。
Right away, he followed Jesus Christ.
他马上就跟随耶稣。
He grabbed this chance to be himself, to be a change his life.
他抓住把握住这个机会来改变他的生命。
Never he himself go back to his sin again, but he become a person to follow Jesus Christ as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ.
他不再回到过去的罪恶，他成为跟随耶稣的一个门徒。
I thought about when Matthew 9, chapter 9, verse 9, when Jesus calling him,It says, follow me.
我在想说主耶稣呼召马太说你来跟从我。
Jesus never looked at his situation now when he is sitting in the tax office.
主耶稣并没有看到当时他的情况他是坐在税官上。
Jesus can see his future.
主耶稣所看到的是他的未来。
Now, this one can be enough to be qualified to be my follower,to be as a disciple.
这个人他够格来跟随我来成为我的门徒。
Indeed, later on he changes his life to be a true follower of Jesus Christ.
之后他真的改变了生命他成为一个跟随耶稣的人。
Changes his life.
他的生命改变了。
Before he was a tax collector sitting in the tax office.
之前他是一个税吏坐在税官上。
His life sit in the sin himself.
他的生命是陷落在罪恶之中。
But when Jesus called him, he responded right away.
主耶稣呼召他，他马上的回应。
Yes, he was a sinner at that time.
是的，当时他是一个罪人。
But when Jesus gave him a chance to follow me.
但是主耶稣给他一个机会来跟从我。
He do not hesitate.
他没有迟疑。
He's willing to follow right away.
他是决意来跟随耶稣、
so、he
马上的跟随。
Grab the chance.
他抓住机会。
Last week we talked about the Matthew chapter 19, talk about the you know, young rulers.
上个礼拜我们谈到马太福音十九章，我们提到一个少年的财主。
He's a very good person.
他是一个很好的人。
As appearance, he's like maybe a Pharisee, maybe.
他可能也是一个法利赛人。
He's a ruler means his status is very high.
他是一个管理人的人，所以他的地位也应该相当的高。
He just talked to him, said, you have to, if you want to obtain the eternal life, then you will keep all the commandment of God.
主耶稣说，如果你想要得永生，你必须要遵守神的诫命。
This young man said, I kept all this commandment from my childhood.
这个少年人说，我从小就守诫命了。
Am I lack of something?
我是否还缺少什么呢？
Jesus mentioned that you can sell your property and give it to the poor and then you follow me.
主耶稣说，你可以变卖所有的来跟随我。
It is a great challenge for him, of course.
对他当然是一个相当大的挑战。
But he cannot...He cannot dealing with this challenge.
但是他却没有办法来应付这个大的挑战。
He couldn't follow Jesus.
他不能跟随耶稣。
Now also we can think about the, you know, maybe he was a good status, and maybe he so far, it seems as appearance he kept all the commandment.
他似乎是有很好的地位，他也一直守着神的诫命。
But end up this man cannot follow Jesus Christ.
但是最终呢，这个人他却没有办法来跟随耶稣。
But that time he's not a sinner. But here, the Matthew was a sinner. He sit at the tax office.
那个少年人呢，他不是一个罪人。这个时候呢，马太呢，他坐在税关上，他却是一个罪人。
You know, always we have to appreciate his grace.
我们要来感谢神的恩典。
Because he's calling us.
因为神呼召我们。
We always cherish that God allow us this wonderful opportunity.To be a children of God.
我们要珍惜神给我们这个美好的机会，让我们成为他的儿女。
Paul grabbed this chance.
保罗他也把握住这个机会。
We know we have to understand that the calling of our Lord Jesus Christ is so precious.
我们要明白神的呼召是多么的宝贵。
I hope that we can have motivate our Christian life more than before.
我希望我们对于我们基督徒的生活会比之前呢更有动力。
Maybe that he calling us was so excited, maybe so such kind of joy at that time.
或许在之前神呼召我们的时候，我们是多么的喜乐。
But how about now at this moment?
但是现在又是怎么样的呢
？How much I can respond to his calling.
我对神的呼召到底有多少的回应呢
？I hope that we truly can reflect ourselves.
我希望我们自己能够来反省自己。
I hope you and I to be a good follower of Jesus Christ.
我希望我们都能成为耶稣的好的跟随者。
So that we can glorify his name.
让我们能够来荣耀他的名。
And also because we think about when Jesus is calling us.
当耶稣呼召我们的时候
He already knows everything actually.
他实际上已经知道所有的事情。
When Jesus, Luke chapter 9.
在
I'm sorry, Matthew chapter 9.
在马太福音第九章。
When Jesus is passing through this place and he saw the Matthew.
当耶稣从那里经过，他看见马太。
And then Jesus said, "Follow me."
主耶稣说，你跟从我来。
At that time, Jesus knows everything.
在当时候，耶稣已经明白知道一切的事。
We know that Jesus is Almighty God.
我们知道主是全能的，耶稣是全能的主。
He understands the heart of Matthew.
他知道马太的心。
Now we can think of how it is possible that he can follow Jesus right away.
那我们来想看，马太怎么能够马上的跟随耶稣呢？
That means his heart was ready at that time.
这表示说他的心当时已经预备好了。
As appearance, he was a sinner as a tax collector.
从外表来看，他是一个税吏，他是一个罪人。
Maybe he was a struggle at that time a lot of because he's a sin that he committed.
或许在当时候他心里有相当的挣扎，因为他所犯的罪。
Even though he's sitting in the tax office, he knows that this is not the right things to do.
他或许坐在税关上，但是他知道这不是正确的事。
Maybe he's seeking for the coming of the Savior, so the Savior come to him to save him out of this sinful life.
或许他也等候他的救赎主来拯救他脱离罪恶。
I'm sure because Jesus read his mind.
我相信主耶稣能够看懂他的心。
So that he calling him at there.
主耶稣在当时就呼召了马太。
He ready to follow Jesus Christ.
马太已经决志马上就跟随耶稣。
Now he knows at that time that he just give up everything, he followed Jesus.
在那个时候，他放弃了一切，所有的就跟随了耶稣。
Now can we respond to the Lord Jesus when we call the same way? We can respond to him as to truly follow him.
如果耶稣呼召我们，我们是不是可以像马太一样的来回应耶稣呢？
Now Luke chapter 9.
我们来看路加福音第九章。
Luke chapter 9.
路加九章。
Luke chapter 9 verse from 23.
从二三节开始。
Luke chapter 9 verse from 23 to 27.
从二三节念到二七节。
Chapter 9 from verse 23. And he was saying to them all, if anyone wish to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wish to save his life shall lose it. But whoever lose his life for my sake, he is one who will save it. 25.
25.
For what is the man profit if he gain the whole world and the lose of a profit himself? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words of him will the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in his glory, and the glory of the Father and the holy angel. 27. But I say to you truthfully, there are some of those standing here who shall not taste death until they see the kingdom of God.
路加福音九章二十三节，耶稣又对众人说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。二是。”因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命，凡为我丧掉生命的必救了生命。二十五，人若赚得全世界却丧了自己，赔上自己有什么益处呢？二十六，凡把我和我的道当作可耻的，人只在自己的荣耀里，并天父以圣天使的荣耀里降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。二七，我实在告诉你们，站在这里的，有人在没尝死味以前，必看见神的国。
In Luke chapter 9 verse 23, Jesus mentioned about very important points. If anybody want to follow, respond to the way for he says, follow me, those respond to him to follow,Then they have to do this to be qualified as to follow him.
那在二三节主耶稣强调说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己。
Verse 23, Jesus says, "Let him deny himself."
在二三节主耶稣说要舍己。
We find that our own desire is very strong.
我们发现我们自己的欲望呢，相当的强烈。
Many times you and I are very stubborn too.
你和我也都相当的固执。
We all selfish way to orient our heart.
我们在我们的心里个个都是相当的自私。
But Jesus he mentioned that if we want to follow him, then we have to deny ourselves.
主耶稣说，如果有人要跟从我，就当舍己。
Because in the Old Testament time, people who come to the Lord to offer to God, they make a burnt offering, but they bring the animal, then the priest kill this animal, shedding all the blood, and then cut all this animal to be pieces.
在旧约时代，当人要献祭的献还祭的时候，他们就把祭牲呢带到祭司面前，祭司呢就把这个牲畜呢给宰割了，切成块。
Which means at the beginning, this is like a perfect form of animal.
在刚起头的时候，这个动物是完美的。
But when they offer this animal, then they have to kill and shedding all the blood and cut all these pieces, so.To ruin the whole the image of this animal actually.
当人要献祭的时候，他们要把这个动物呢给宰杀了，流血切成块呢，就是破坏了这个美好的图像。
When we follow Jesus Christ the same way.
我们跟随耶稣也是同样的。
That we have all kind of a different personality.
我们每个人都有不同的个人的个性。
Different weakness that we become a thorn to ourselves, also thorn to other people.
我们也有我们的软弱成为我们自己的刺，也成为别人的刺。
Maybe such a strong personality.
或许我们有很强烈的个性。
Some people to lose their personality, all different kind of personality.
我们个人每个人有不同的个性。
But we have to cut chop ourselves.
但是我们要来好像是宰割自己。
Give up my opinion.
来放弃我们自己个人的意见。
So end up we don't know who we are actually. Which means deny ourselves means deny our own desire.
那舍己呢，就是要来舍弃我们自己的欲望。或许我们也不明白我们自己变成什么样的人。
We understand that this is not simple. This is not that easy.
这并不容易。
But if we cannot do that,
但是如果我们不能这样做的话
then we cannot follow Jesus Christ.
我们就没有办法跟随耶稣。
We know because when the book of Romans mentioned that a living sacrifice.
在罗马书提到说就是要作为活祭。
That we don't have to physically kill ourselves, but actually we can spiritually we killed ourselves.
我们并不是在肉体上真的把自己给杀死了，但在灵性上呢，我们等于是把自己给杀掉。
That's how we offer our spiritual worship in this way.
那就是我们献把身体献上，当作活祭来献给神。
And also that he mentioned to carry the cross.
那主耶稣也提到说要背起自己的十字架。
Although the Jesus gave us each one of a different kind of cross in our life.
在我们的生活中呢，神给我们不同的十字架。
To carry the cross is burdensome in our life.
背起十字架在我们的生命中呢是一种负担。
Jesus mentioned to carry this burden in your life.
主耶稣说在你的生活中要背起这个担子。
Do not take this burden away from you.
他并没有要把这个担子从你的生命中去掉。
Of course, there's a burden that which is help us positive. Also, there's a negative side too.
一个担子呢，对我们可能有正面的好处，也有可能负面的影响。
Once we have a pride in our life,
当我们的生命中有骄傲的话
，then it becomes our burden too.
那也成我们的重担。
So that's why the Jesus invite us those heavy laden. And then that you can lay down, you can take away your burden to me, and then you follow me.
那主耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我来替你们担担子。
But this cross is for helping us our life to understand the love of Christ.
但是这个十字架呢，其实让我们来体会主耶稣的爱。
Yeah, because once you're doing the church work,
当我们做教会的圣工的时候
naturally you have to carry the cross.
当然你就要背起十字架。
Just like a mother, you know, mother, father, they carry the cross for their children.
就好像父母亲来为儿女背起十字架一样。
I have seen the child have a problem in their life.
我看到有的小孩子在他们生活中、生命中有问题。
The mother, father, they carry the cross for them.
父母就为他们担起了十字架。
They never put this cross to handle other people.
他们没有把这个十字架来丢给别人。
They're willing to carry the cross.
他们愿意来担起这个十字架。
They know it is not easy.
他们知道这不容易的。
But because they love them.
但是因为他们爱自己的小孩子
so they're willing to carry the children's cross.
所以他们愿意为自己的孩子背起十字架
But we as a Christian life also,
我们基督徒的生活也是一样的
we can carry the cross.
我们能够来担起十字架
Because it's so precious this way we follow Jesus Christ.
因为这样子我们很宝贵的来跟随耶稣
And also 24-25 Luke chapter 9 here Jesus mentioned about the issue about the life.
这边24节25节主耶稣就谈到生命
Everybody think about our life is so precious.
每个人都认为生命是很宝贵的。
No one wants to give up their life for the, you know, the meaningless purpose.
没有人愿意为了没有意义的事情来放弃自己的生命。
But we can give up our life for the Lord Jesus Christ.
但我们可以把为主耶稣基督来失去我们的生命。
Verse 25, Jesus says,What is a man profit if he gains the whole world and lose of a profit of himself?
25节主耶稣说人若赚得全世界却丧了自己赔上自己有什么益处呢
We're following our Lord Jesus Christ willing to give up our life for the Lord Jesus.
那我们跟随耶稣就愿意把我们自己生命为耶稣来舍弃。
But you and I, we follow Jesus Christ very truthfully and faithfully.
我希望你和我都能够跟随耶稣是忠实的是永远的
So far I don't know how much we can put our heart to follow Jesus Christ
我到目前我不知道我们到底能够把跟随耶稣这件事情我们的心到底有多少
My understanding to you is because you God, our Lord Jesus is calling you to bring to his church
我相信是因为神的呼召而把你们带入了这间教会
Because we are all qualified enough to follow him
我们都是够格来跟随耶稣的。
He knows that we can deny ourselves, that we can follow him.
他知道我们能够舍弃自己来跟随他。
Jesus knows we can carry the cross. He knows that.
主耶稣也知道我们能够背起我们的十字架。
That's why he calling us.
那 这就是为什么他来呼召我们。
We can do that.
我们是可以做得到的。
But now we have to think about our whole our life, our past, our life.
那我们要想想我们过去的生活。
Truly, my Christian life is enough. Truly follow Him. Truly honor that.
我们的基督徒生活，我们是否真正的在跟随耶稣？
Jesus knows our quality.
主耶稣知道我们的条件。
Jesus knows our future.
主耶稣知道我们的未来。
Jesus knows our capacity.
主耶稣知道我们的能力。
If we desire to follow Him,
如果我们有心愿意来跟随他的话，
He will help us.
他会帮助我们的。
Let us motivate ourselves more.
让我们自己能够更加的有动机。
We can try our best to reach the extra mile for the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们可以为了主耶稣再奋力的走 更多的里程。
Do not let us our life to be passive to wait to follow Jesus.
我们不要让我们的生活生命变得很消极。
Actively follow Jesus Christ.
我们要积极的来跟随耶稣。
We are looking for the way to help to glorify His name.
我们要来寻求来荣耀他的名。
And here when Jesus called Matthew.
在这里主耶稣呼召马太。
Follow me.
跟随我。
He followed from then on. He continued to follow until his death.
他就从那刻开始跟随耶稣，一直到他过世。
The Bible never mentioned that Matthew failed in his following the Jesus Christ.
在圣经上从来没有提到说马太在跟随耶稣的上失败了。
We understand that until his moment his death, he followed Jesus Christ.
我们知道，一直到他生命的终点，他都是跟随耶稣的。
His life is completely changed.
他的生命是完全的改变。
He willing to make his life to self-sacrifice himself for the Lord Jesus Christ.
他愿意牺牲自己的生命来跟随耶稣。
God, Jesus changed his life.
因为耶稣改变了他的生命。
And also the choosing for the instrument of God.
他就成为神的工具。
And also the Matthew when he called when Jesus calling him with a full of compassion.
那主耶稣也是充满着怜悯来呼召马太。
Sometimes we think that we choose the people. This one is good. This one is not good.
我们有时候我们在选择说这个是好的，这个没有那么好。
Sometimes we become a teacher, then this student is good student.
有时候我们身为老师，我们说这是一个好学生。
This one no good.
这个学生不太好。
Only focus a good student.
所以我们就专注于那些好学生。
Always praise the good student.
我们常常对好学生充满着赞美。
The bad one is always criticized. This one's bad.
那我们对坏学生呢就不断的批评。
But actually not.
但是实际上不是这样子的。
Jesus calling this Matthew when he was a sinner.
当主耶稣呼召马太的时候，他还是个罪人。
He can see the future potential.
他可以看到马太在未来是他有成就的。
We need to have a heart of parents.
我们要有一个父母的心。
So we have to really care about our children.
我们是非常的。注重我们的孩子。
We always consider their future and potential.
我们常认为我们自己的孩子在未来是有希望的。
You know, because parents, they never give up onto their children.
作为父母的，从来不会放弃自己的孩子。
But other people give up easily.
别人呢，却可以很轻易的就
放弃。Maybe other people complain or maybe criticize our own children.
或许别人也会来批评来。抱怨我们的孩子。
But we never do that as a own parent.
但是身为父母，我们对我们自己的孩子从来不会这样
的。We always think that our children have a potential.
我们都一直认为说我们的孩子是有潜力的。
Because there is a compassion.
因为我们对我们的孩子是有怜悯的心。
When we work for the Lord.
当我们为主工作。
Without compassion, it is impossible to carry out God's work.
没有怜悯的心呢，就没有办法来做神的工。
At this time, when Jesus called Matthew,
在这个时候，主耶稣呼召马太。
And that at that time, he willing to participate their meal dining table. That he dined with them.
那主耶稣也与他们一起同席吃饭。
At that time, the people they complain.
那时候就有人抱怨了。
And then, why your teacher have a meal with a sinner?
说你们的先生为什么和罪人一同吃饭呢？
Because from Pharisees, they cannot understand.
法利赛人他们没办法明白。
Because these people is a sinner, is like a filthy kind of class people.
这些人他们是罪人，他们是肮脏的人。
Why as a teacher dealing with this kind of filthy people?
为什么你们的先生呢要跟这些罪人同流合污呢？
But yet they are so proud of themselves, how great they are.
他们自认为自己是很伟大的。
But Jesus so explained to them.
主耶稣就对他们说。
The Matthew chapter 9 verse 13 says, go and learn what this means.
在十三节说啊，去学习我这句话的意思是什么？
Jesus quote the book of Hosea says, I desire compassion.
主耶稣引用何西亚书的一句话说，我喜爱怜恤，
not sacrifice.
不喜爱祭祀。
And Jesus bring out the important teaching to the Pharisees.And about the Good Samaritan.
主耶稣就对法利赛人提到撒玛利亚人的教训。
And Jesus explained to the Jewish importance of the compassion and the mercy and love.
那主耶稣对这些犹太人呢，来说明怜悯还的重要性。
I really doesn't like that the true Jewish church within ourselves we have a you know the discriminator.
我对。真耶稣教会有这种除名并不是很赞同。
Each one of us, we are so precious in the sight of God.
在神的面前呢，我们每个人都是很宝贵的。
We have to show our compassion to everybody.
我们对人呢要有这种怜悯的心。
Jesus reached out his hands to Matthew to pulling him out of the sin, led him to be the disciple of Jesus.
主耶稣对身在罪中的马太呢伸出援手。他从最终引诱出来成为他的门徒。
In his calling, there's a full of compassion.
主耶稣的呼召是充满着怜悯。
In Acts chapter 14, God himself mentioned that I have a full of compassion.
那主耶稣神也说我是充满着怜恤。
And we have to let us learn that it's a compassion and his love.
我们来学习神的怜悯和爱。
He's calling us, we are here because of His mercy and His compassion. That's why we are here.
那我们被神呼召，是因为出于神的怜悯呢，我们才会在这里。
Never be proud of ourselves because we build our own self to be this great.
不要自傲，说我们自己是很伟大的。
The what we have here now because of the God's mercy and His compassion.
那我们能够在这里呢，是因为神的怜悯。
So we have to reach out to other people with a full of compassion also the same way.
所以我们对人也要充满着这种怜恤的心。
Because we receive without pay.
因为我们是白白的得到的。
So without receiving any from others, we also give this to other people.
所以我们白白的得来，就要白白的来舍去。
This is how we can respond from his calling, say, follow me.
这就是我们对于神的呼召，跟随我的回应。
Let's sing in 236.
赞诗236首。
Paul, when he was converted Christian,
保罗当他成为基督徒的时候
，on the way to Damascus to persecute the Christian at that time，
在到大马士革路上，他正要去来迫害基督徒。
Jesus called him，
主耶稣呼召他。
Which is the same message, follow me。
主耶稣也给同样的信息，跟随我。
And Paul says, "Who are you?"
主保罗问说，你是谁
？I am the one who persecuted. I am the one who you persecuted.Persecute me, the Jesus.
有声音回答说，我就是那你所逼迫的人。
Jesus identified himself to the Paul.
所以耶稣对保罗显明。
But after that, there's no more words need for the Paul to be change himself. Already he's enough this word.
这些信息呢，对保罗来说就已经足够了。
At the same time, Jesus put his eyes to be blind.
在同时候，神使主耶稣使保罗的眼瞎了。
Through the Ananias, the prayer, that these the things that in the eyes came out, so now he can see.
那借着亚拿尼亚的按手祷告之后，保罗的眼睛再恢复。
Before he think that he's very capable man.
之前他认为自己是一个相当有能力的人。
Because he received high education, his status is very high because he has Roman citizenship.
他是有高深的教育，他有高地位，也是罗马的公民。
But after calling of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是在主耶稣呼召他之后。
His life is changed.
他的生命改变了。
He realized his life is not upon his own.
他知道他的生命并不是掌握在他自己手里。
In his own way, he find out he become a blasphemer and persecutor of the Jesus.
他是一个迫害基督徒，一个亵渎神的人。
And he himself learned about the importance of the mercy of God.
他自己明白说，神的怜悯是多么的重要。
He changed completely.
他完全的改变。
He responded to the calling of Lord Jesus Christ.
他回应主耶稣基督的呼召。
He completely gave up his whole life to the Lord Jesus.
他完全的把他的生命献给耶稣基督。
Jesus knew that, and when Jesus called up Paul,
主耶稣知道。当他在呼召保罗的时候
and calling with a full of love and compassion.
主耶稣是以充满着爱和怜恤来呼召保罗。
I hope that we all understand this wonderful grace of God.
我希望我明白神的恩典有多么的伟大。
We are here because of his compassion.
我们在这里是因为他的怜悯。
We hope that we can cherish this his compassion given love to our life.
我们希望我们能够珍惜神所给我们的怜悯和爱。
Let us live our life for the Lord.
那我们能够为主而活。
We can deny ourselves.
我们能够舍己。
And we can carry the cross that given in our life.
我们可以来背起在我们生命中的十字架。
So that we can glorify His name.
让我们能够来荣耀他的名。
Let's kneel down. We pray together.
那我们请跪下来祷告。
God, give us a courage.
给我们勇气。
Give us a motivation.
给我们动力。
If we before we never think about this seriously, hope the Spirit of God encourage our heart to motivate us to think about this serious enough to change our life to follow Him as a disciple of Jesus.
如果我们之前没有来严肃的考虑这个问题的话，希望神的灵能够来帮助我们改变我们的心意，让我们能够来严肃的考虑这个主题，能够来跟随耶稣。
Yes, only don't pray together.
那我们请跪下来祷告。
And also those who the prayer list also remember also in your prayer.
那我们对于祷告代祷事项的上面的事情呢，也请纪念代祷。
Let's all pray together. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
奉主圣名祷告。